in their shoes, another little mini one with Tezza and Dan Hewitt to work through. Brentford for Tez and Liverpool. Dan Hewitt gets the Liverpool short straw this time out. Should we let Dan go first or second? He's a bag of nerves.
Second. I'll let him go. Please, second.
whichever one suits. Do you want me to go first?
You do Brentford.
I'll do Brentford. As I always do, as I always start, I'd like to thank the Brentford board for giving me this wonderful opportunity to be head of recruitment. If you don't know about Brentford, their owner Matthew Benham is very famous for moneyballing, a little bit similar to the Brighton model, and they are really, really astute with their finances. And their technical director, which I think I should have known this already, but Lee Dykes is also the technical director of FC Midgetland as well.
Huh?
So he has a dual role, so Brentford and FC Midgetland. So
we all knew that.
Yeah. So he's boring. Really good. Yeah, he's helped to sustain them. This will be the sixth season of them in the Premier League.
Yep.
The aim will be top 10 finish, just missed out on Europe last season by finishing ninth, which was quite a disappointment because Brentford were in the top, probably the top seven for the majority of the second half of the season. The stadium, which is really, really, maybe the fans are used to it, but the stadium only holds 17,500 people, which could be a cause for concern after 6 years in the Prem, but I think we'll just keep that. They're actually in the 18th to 19th position for wage spending, in terms of like your wage bill to spending. So the other teams below them were Burnley and Wolves, so they're really punching above the weight in terms of how much expenditure. Jordan Henderson is a joint top earner of 75k a week, so in comparison to some other Premier League teams, they're doing amazing. But yeah, on to the transfers. So I haven't got rid of too many players. There's probably one player you're probably thinking, oh, I'm not sure, but makes sense to me.